Okay. Oh, we're on already, so that sort of tipped our hand there as to what's going to happen. You know, I like Iowa, but enough is enough. As far as what the results from the Iowa caucus is, from the word Caucasian, by the way, tell us nothing. Can't learn anything from the Iowa caucuses. Because if America were like Iowa, we'd all be up to our knees in hog manure, and our ears would be tasseling out. I don't know. I wrote it in a hurry. I do like Iowa, though. So, what do you know?
Live from the Monona Terrace in Madison, Wisconsin, it's Michael Feldman's What Do You Know? From Wisconsin Public Radio and PRI, Public Radio International. That's John Tulin on the piano, Jeff Hammond on bass, and I'm Stephanie Lee. In this hour of What Do You Know, we talk the genius of geography with author Eric Weiner, plus all the news that isn't, and a round of the What Do You Know quiz. Support for What Do You Know is provided by PRI affiliate stations and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. And now, the man who's thinking when he's 74... he's going to run for president, too, Michael Feldman.
Thank you. I accept the nomination, but I will not serve. Okay, there. I did like, actually, some of the headlines that came out of the Iowa results. The headline in the Des Moines Register, Jewish boy wows hog farmers. I thought it was a good one. Got the young hog farmers, you know. 4-H. Felt a 4-H burn. And on the Republican side, of course, the headline, Smog Monster Defeats Godzilla. Thought that was a good one, too. But you know it'll be back. Godzilla always comes back. Of course, the biggest winner was Mexico because they don't have to pay for that damn wall. They're worried about it. It's a lot of pesos, really, to build a wall across the whole thing. In other news, a North Korean satellite seriously resembles a Kia Soul. This just sent Cliff Huxtable loses his obstetrics license. That's long overdue. That is long overdue, if you ask me. I can't believe he's still practicing. There is no evidence to charge the Orange City teacher who helped prisoners escape, despite the fact that all three of them got A's. Okay. I vote to convict on that one. Toyota will pay back thousands of minority buyers who were overcharged, but not a dime for all the white guys who got the undercoating. Huh? Okay, anyhow, a study concludes if you use marijuana every day, be sure to wear a flower in your hair. But don't report to San Francisco until the Super Bowl is over. You don't want to be there. Ted Cruz's wife says he loves to sing show tunes to relax, and every day begins with Springtime for Hitler from the shower. Springtime for Hitler and Ted Cruz. Okay, let's see. Where was I? Drug gouger Martin Shkreli calls the House committee imbeciles, proving even a broken clock is right twice a day. I'm not taking sides. I'm just saying. Well, the Center for Disease Control tells young women drinking wine makes you pregnant. And a Long Island T means twins. Yes, sir. 99-million-year-old daddy long legs preserved with an additional long leg. A good reminder that if you have an erection lasting longer than 99 million years, see your doctor. Who hopefully is also preserved in amber, so he can do something for you. Page three. The first Playboy clothed issue came out, and it, as a result, returns full frontal nudity to hotel mirrors where it does not belong, ladies and gentlemen. Isn't that the worst thing about staying in a hotel? I mean, I don't need to see that. Why do they, you know, everywhere you turn, there you are. And every which way you turn, even worse. Anyhow, it's no longer in Playboy, so that's not a problem there. A feng shui expert, you know, feng shui expert says Donald Trump's mouth is in entirely the wrong place for him to be president. It's feng shui. All right, to put the Super Bowl madness in perspective, yes, a billion chicken wings will be consumed, but that's only a half a billion chickens. Not such a big deal. Peyton Manning can't lose because of winning with you can't lose for winning because of all the Pizza Hut franchises he owns and the takeout marijuana now back in Denver. He's a shoe-in, win or lose in this game. Gets the Lombardi trophy, you know it's going to end up being a bong, ladies and gentlemen. With much pizza consumed around it. And finally, and I mean that, the former Scott Walker, with a sizable debt from his botched presidential campaign, is seen on a traffic island with a sign reading, "Will work for $1 million. That's all the news that is, and thank you so much. And all the ships at sea. Did I miss a page? I thought I had more here. Springtime for Hitler, Scott Walker. No.